In the first place, a man is composed, as you well know, of a body, a mind, and what we refer to as a thetan, all right? The best examples of this were only recently achieved when I told people, now look at your body, and we got a body there. And people said, yes, they had a body there. And I'll get a picture of cat. You got a picture of cat? All right, you got a picture of cat. All right, now that picture is a mind picture, and this is the mind. And it's composed of pictures that interassociate and act, carry perceptions and all that sort of thing. You could get a person to get an actual picture at that time. And then while he's looking at this actual picture, you can ask him this head ringer, which is, what's looking at it? And nobody ever asked the question before Scientology. Quite an innocent question. There are several questions that have never been asked before Scientology. One of them is, can you be 3 feet back of your head? This particular phrasing was unknown. And similarly, this particular demonstration of the parts of man, unknown. Now, that's actually gives a person a considerable subjective reality on the idea that he himself is a being that is independent of a mind or a body. And there is actually a separateness there. One doesn't have to be carried along to a point where he exteriorizes in processing in order to get a reality on it. Many people grasp this rather easily without ever having been exteriorized. But there's nothing like being exteriorized to give you a rather adequate reality on this subject, and particularly to be exteriorized with good perception. Many people get exteriorized, see the texture of their jacket or dress so vividly that it frightens them to death, and they dive back in a hurry. But they have a reality on having been out. Now, here is actually the first evidence that man has had on the subject of the human spirit. Man thought he had a human spirit. No, that is totally incorrect. Man is a human spirit, which is enwrapped more or less in a mind, which is in a body. And that is man, Homo sapiens, and he is a spirit, and his usual residence is in his head, and he looks at the pictures, and body carries him around. It's quite an interesting thing, since it is so easily demonstrated. And when we realize that life has been straining at this secret all these years, to come out with this simple an answer makes it look, if anything, a little ridiculous. I wouldn't say that it made the great philosophers of all time ridiculous, because sometimes their poesy was excellent. Sometimes their wording was good. Sometimes the way they wrote things down and so on was quite fascinating in the field of aesthetics. But it certainly made their data look very silly.